One of the midos with which Torah is required is the mida of ma'amido ala shalom, of one who directs people around him on the course of peace. Why specifically is the mida of bringing shalom, among all midas tovos, a prerequisite for being kona Torah? Moreover, if one looks in the Ruach Chaim of Chaim Velazhner's Perush and Avos, you see something striking. Chaim Velazhner explains that the mida of ma'amido ala shalom immediately follows on the heels of the mida ma'amido ala emes. And it's teaching us that notwithstanding the importance of correcting someone's errors in Torah and making sure someone understands the emes of Torah, someone understands Torah properly, if doing so will damage shalom, it's not worth it. It's more important to be quiet. This is very significant because emes in Torah is so important that the Marshal even says that actively misrepresenting Torah is a harval yavar. But yet, shalom seems to be even more important. And it's more important in the sense that its priority over emes in Torah actually helps someone acquiring Torah. Someone who's not mida al shalom in place of mida al emes is using a kinyan Torah. We must try to, why is this true? We must try to understand a little bit about shalom. So we often think of shalom as peace, meaning the absence of conflict. And while that's certainly part of shalom, that's definitely not the whole story. The pasuk in Iyov with which we conclude our tzilos and conclude our kadeshim begins with Oseh Shalom ben Romav. Hashem makes peace in the heavenly abode. Now, the malachim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, don't have kinna, don't have tachors, they don't quarrel, they don't have jealousy. Who is Hashem making peace between in Shemayim? There's no combatants with whom Hashem has to bring a peace treaty. So as Rashi and Iyov explains, what this puzzle is referring to is that Hashem gives each malach a separate turn to Sheshira, and then each malach leaves before the next one comes in, to assure that there's no competition. Now the malachim, again, don't get jealous of each other. So what is being said here, I think, is that what shalom means is that everything and everyone knows their place and their boundaries and doesn't infringe on the others. The Baal Kedas Yitzchak explains that shalom isn't defined as the resolution or absence of machlokas. Shalom is the reason the machlokas never starts in the first place. Because what we said, because if everyone knows their place and everyone is there's shalom between all the elements, there won't be a machlokas. He says more than that. He says that shalom is the tool that connects disparate units into a single whole. Shalom makes it that everything's in the right place and not simply doesn't step on the other one's toes, but works together to create a single product, to work towards a single goal. And it's this mida of shalom that keeps the world together. Hashem used this mida to run the world where everything's in its right place and everything is achieving its goal. And that's the description of Hashem being Oseh Shalom, both in the physical world and the spiritual world. It's no accident that the word shalom is similar, meaning peace, is similar to the word shalem, meaning whole or complete, which is the root of shlemus, perfection. In fact, Rashi in different places explains that the claims of carbon shlomim, both as being something that brings shalom, being peace, and also something that is mashlim, that brings completion, because the two are related. With shalom, you can have shlemus. The fullest sense of shalom is that everything and everyone works together to create perfection. And perhaps that's the relationship between shalom and Torah. After all, Torah is the blueprint of the whole world. Torah is the blueprint for the place of everything in Hashem's world and for its shlemus. Shalom is the tool necessary to bring it about. Torah is the blueprint, shalom is the means. And it's for this reason that shalom, as we said, shalom may even override at times the emes of Torah. And why the Gemara Gittin says that kol haTorah kula is mishum dachrei shalom. All of Torah, in some way, is meant to lead to shalom in its broadest and most powerful sense. Therefore, someone who spreads shalom in the world, who brings people on the path of shalom, by allowing people to realize their respective places and their respective limits, and thereby, at the very least, limits conflict between people, and certainly, if he helps bring people together, to work together, to achieve goals in Avos Hashem and Kodesh Shamayim, such a person is following the Derech Hashem. He's fulfilling Malach HaBadrachav. And he's certainly a fitting kli, a fitting vessel to be kona the Torah of Shlemos, to kona the Hashem's Torah, about which it says, Kol HaTorah Kula, Mishum Darchei Shalom.